Startup.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from Startup.io. Welcome to this month in German, Swiss, and Austrian startups, March 2025. Welcome to our regular startup news from the startup and tech entrepreneurship scenes in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and even Liechtenstein. Our startup news is recorded again with Chris in New York City. How you doing, man?
Hi, I'm good. City is gray, but my heart is full of sun.
That's why we love him. I'm joining from Frankfurt. Today's news cut was already March 21st, 2025, due to us recording on a Monday. As always, all news not included will be in our next news wrap-up. Here a little hint. The April news wrap-up will be published on May 1st, Labor Day in Europe, where a lot of people have free time. And as always, we need to cut the news very seriously. In case you celebrate it, between now and our next recording, happy Easter.
Yes.
Chris, my friend, you've always been a highlights guy, right?
Yes. So, I mean, I don't know how to follow after Jesus's resurrection, but let's have a look at a couple of the highlights of this year.
Chris, we just tell our audience that you are also a highlight.
Exactly. I mean, Chris, it's like, you know, Christian. It's like, it's all the same story anyway. So, let's get started. This month, startup news reveal again a pretty dynamic DACH region. So DACH being Deutschland, Österreich, Schweiz, Germany, Switzerland, Austria, Germany, Austria, Switzerland. We are seeing significant financial movements, some strategic shifts. We see that ID Now has an impressive 300 million euro exit to Corsair, underscoring the fintech sector's maturity, while Thoma Bravo's 1.8 billion euro European fund signals a strong US investor confidence. Notably, the stablecoin market surged to a record $226 billion, reflecting evolving digital finance landscape. And however, though, as always, we also see that challenges persist with zombie VC trends. We will talk about what that means and selected insolvencies like Element Insurance, highlighting market volatility. We are trying to come up with a view of the German, Switzerland, Austria tech scene for you. And yeah, well, as always, this month also we see that it's a bit of a whirlwind in these three countries. We see Volocopter's acquisition by One Fang Group. We see that Mainz's Biomed has a groundbreaking cancer detection discovery. We've tracked major funding rounds, including Tactile's 52 million euros raise, and celebrated female-led startup setting new records in Switzerland. We will talk more about that. But as I said, it's not always and everything smooth sailing. We are also witnessing legal battles like Germany's top startup versus SAP and GDPR compliance reviews for DeepSeek, reminding us of the high stakes in the whole entrepreneurial landscape. So I would say, let's talk startups.
As already said, we are shifting to two publications a week. Let us know how you like it. As always, you can get our audio podcast wherever you like to get your podcasts. And keep in mind that we do have a 24/7 internet radio station under startup.radio. For all others, use our link tree. We'll link it down here in the show notes. Chris, you also want to do our top news pieces?
Yes, so let's look into what I already hinted at a bit more in depth. So first off, ID Now or Corsair. Corsair has a 300 million euro acquisition of ID Now, marking a pretty significant exit in the fintech sector, overall highlighting the continued interest in digital identity verification solutions. It's a Munich-based company and their sales signal investor confidence, obviously. And you can read more about it on Business Insider, Handelsblatt, and also on our own website, where we have more about the CEO and ID Now in an exclusive interview. Germany's count of billion-dollar startups is on the rise, showcasing that the nation's tech ecosystem is growing and pretty healthy. Search and valuations underscores the increasing maturity of the German venture capital landscape. The trend signals a fertile ground for innovation and investment. So Heise.de was counting, Heise.de also being a German tech website, was counting the number of billion euro startups in Germany and saw an increase. One Fang, I already talked about that in the highlights too, or in the little teaser in the beginning. The One Fang group is set to acquire Volocopter, a company we've been talking about here quite often. So we are talking air taxis, helicopter taxis, however you want to call them. Urban air mobility is sometimes the buzzword here used. But despite the acquisition, Volocopter will remain based in Baden. So we will see how that will work out. Panasonic's strategic investment in Tado shows the growing convergence of energy and smart home technologies. It's a partnership showing that there's movement in the market of energy efficiency solutions. Tado is a company that comes up with new approaches for home climate control and now has a strong partner with Panasonic. Housekeeping,
yes. As always, we're thrilled to share our significant by the way, I was guest in the Corporate Life podcast. You can have a look down here in the show notes where we talked about 2025 tech trends. We are thrilled to share our significant achievements for Startup Radio in Q1 2025, which has solidified our position as a leading voice in the DACH startup scene. We got the number one spot in Feedspot's top 15 German story podcast. By the way, for StartupRadio.io, plus number 7 also made Female Entrepreneurship, our sub-podcast. We got our podcast, FinTech Germany, at number 19 in Million Podcasts, top 100 FinTech podcasts globally. Completing these podcast triumphs, we've been named among the top 100 FinTech companies and startups in Germany 2025 by F6S, reinforcing our deep understanding of the investment landscape and our key role within the German startup and FinTech community. Beyond these specific awards, our podcast consistently charts right now in, Chris, would you know, 15 to 20 global podcast charts and any given day.
We are everywhere.
Almost. But we're working on this. If you like to work with us, drop us an email at partners@startuprate.io. Chris, you have always been very happy with the ecosystem, right?
Yeah. So, in this ecosystem segment, we are, at first looking at the ecosystem of the worldwide ecosystem for startups, taking a global pulse on the entrepreneurial spirit. We see that entrepreneur optimism is increasing. Techstars survey shows strong global confidence. So according to this recent Techstars Pulse of the Entrepreneur survey, global entrepreneur optimism remains remarkably high. This survey is conducted by Techstars, a leading accelerator and venture capital firm, reveals a strong belief in future growth and innovation. The survey, which interviewed many early stage startup founders, shows that founders are extremely positive about the future of their businesses. But it is worth noting that the survey was likely taken before the recent tariffs and global trade tensions began to escalate. So that whole discussion was not part of it yet or is not like included yet. And as such, it is possible that future surveys may show a bit of a shift in this optimism. Let's take a look at how these global trends are impacting specific regions, mostly Europe, ecosystem Europe, where GDPR reform is a big topic. In a surprising turn, the conservative member of the European Parliament, Axel Voss, and privacy advocate Max Schrems, which in Germany is known for having sued Facebook very early on, have reached a rare agreement on GDPR reform. Netzpolitik reports, that's a German website about web policies, reports that the collaboration among the two aims to streamline data protection rules, potentially impacting how European startups handle user data. And that could lead to regulatory changes that actually affect many startups and websites doing business online. Moving on to a major funding milestone, European Union-funded startups have collectively reached a staggering 520 billion euro in valuation, according to Brutkasten.com. It's a milestone underscoring how effective the European Union European Union's investment in fostering tech and innovation growth is. The achievement highlights the strength of the European startup ecosystem as a whole. You can read more about it in the lengthy article or the in-depth article of Brutkasten.com. Speaking of supporting startups, though, there's Unternehmertum, which is from the University of Munich. Unternehmertum has a technical university, to be more precise.
And we should tell everybody who's not a German native speaker, Unternehmertum means entrepreneurship, but here it is spelled in capital letters T-U-M, which also means Technical University Munich. Ha, wordplay.
It's a wordplay. It's funny. But Unternehmertum has been recognized as Europe's best founding center for yet another year. A recognition that they have achieved before, again highlighting their continued excellence in nurturing entrepreneurial talent in Southern Germany, or based coming from Southern Germany. You can hear more about their work in our recent interview that we did with the COO of Unternehmertum on Startup Radio. Shifting gears. Get it? Because now we're talking about the automotive sector. We are seeing in the European car market that several brands are struggling, namely Smart, tiny compact cars, and Tesla. It's an analysis by Automotor und Sport, probably the most renowned German automotive monthly magazine. And that reveals a challenging year for Smart and Tesla and European new car registrations, indicating a shift in consumer preferences with these brands facing declining interest. I mean, especially with the whole discussion going on about Elon Musk, Tesla has is fighting a decline in sales from sometimes 70 to 80%. In monthly sales compared to last year. But we're seeing, okay, that these are trends in the European automotive market as a whole. Let's take a broader look at the European tech landscape. Tech EU has come up with their latest report, providing a comprehensive overview of European tech trends and investment activity in February. You can access the full report under a link that we have in our show notes. And finally, a major development in digital finance. The European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde has announced the launch of the digital euro CBDC, set to begin in October, as reported by BTC Echo. And it's a move that marks a significant step in the evolution of digital currencies in Europe. And we will also see how it may affect the European fintech world. Moving on from Europe and to the DACH region, the core of our show. So DACH region, again, Germany, Switzerland, Austria, Deutschland, Österreich, Schweiz. Today we are exploring developments from AI breakthroughs to founding dynamics and even furry into outer space. Germany boasts world-class AI research, but faces challenges in translating that innovation into practical applications, writes NTV, a German news channel. This report, their report highlights the discrepancy between academic excellence and commercial implementation. So the German AI research landscape might be strong, but there are issues with the practical applications of that research. On a more positive note, Germany's broader tech ecosystem is making waves. TechEU reports that the tech ecosystem is a significant driver of global change, with its startups and innovations making an impact on the world stage, actually showing that the German tech industry's standing is improving. Moving south to Switzerland, where funding is a key topic. Venture capital for the Swiss fintech startups is tight, but Amnis is proving to be a notable exception, reports Money Today. This highlights the nature of investment, selective nature of the investments in the Swiss fintech sector, but at least it's one success story. And a bright spot for female founders in Switzerland, startupticker.ch. CH reports that female-led startups in Switzerland have achieved another record-breaking year. Continuing growth here demonstrates the increasing influence of women in the Swiss entrepreneurial landscape and women catching up. Shifting east from Switzerland to Austria, where also AI and funding are key themes. Linz, the city of Linz, has launched an AI excellence cluster focused on the development of flexible artificial intelligence, writes FactoryNet, an initiative aiming to position Linz as a leading hub for AI innovation. And Austria is also seeing movement on the funding front, where the Austrian Dach Fund for startup investments is set to launch, reports Trending Topics. It's a fund that aims to boost investment in Austrian startups and foster regional collaboration. Finally, a surprising development in Austrian aviation. Lower Austria is entering the space race, Lower Austria being the name of the state of Austria, with Vienna Airport transforming into a space hub, reports Trending Topics. It's a pretty unexpected development, signaling Austria's growing interest in space exploration and technology. And that wraps up our look at the dynamic startup and tech scenes across the DACH region. Let's talk general news.
I also wouldn't have Lower Austria on my cards talking about space race here. Let's go to the general news, our VC Pulse, new funds and information from the VC world with relevance for the DACH region. Welcome to our investment pulse check, where we delve into the latest venture capital news and new fund launches. Polestar Capital launches a 500 million e-mobility infrastructure fund. Dedicated to accelerating zero-emission logistics infrastructure. This significant investment signals a growing confidence in the e-mobility sector and is its potential to revolutionize transportation. EU Startups provides the details. Next, a look at impact investing. KfW Capital, the capital arm of KfW Bank, a state-owned bank here in Germany, unveils 200 million impact fund facility. This is aimed at supporting impact funds. This initiative underscores the growing emphasis on sustainable and social responsible investment within the venture capital landscape. VC Magazine provides more details. Moving on to successful fund closures, Fund F reaches 28 million final closing, backing diverse founders. Now for a major European fundraise, Thoma Bravo raises 1.8 billion for a European venture fund. Thoma Bravo has successfully raised 1.8 billion euros for its first European venture fund. This substantial capital raise signals significant interest in European tech companies from major US investors. TechCrunch provides more details. A look at unique investments. Peter Thiel's fund receives 50 million from Matthias Döpfner's son. Peter Thiel Venture Fund has secured a 50 million investment from Matthias Döpfner's son. This investment is notable for its connection to prominent figures in both tech and media. Manager Magazine reports on the transaction. Chris, can you give us a few ideas about Matthias Döpfner?
Well, he's, I mean, one of the biggest players in German media and has been for years. He's gotten huge shares in media from Friedrich Springer, from Springer Verlag. So this is like an aging doyen matriarch in one of the biggest German publishing houses. Bit like often criticized for running the biggest tabloid in Germany, Bild-Zeitung, with sometimes problematic business practices. And Döpfner also is known for modernizing the company. And he is the one who came up with the idea also to invest in Politico. So that is now part of that company. But he's also being criticized, Business Insider. Exactly. But he's also sometimes criticized for example, what was leaked was, him saying behind the scenes that business wise, it would be really great if Trump became president. And so he's sometimes also considered to be, very conservative and sometimes even, let's say, right wing populist curious business leader.
However, not all investors are finding it easy. Some BVC challenge investors struggle to raise funds. Business Insider just talked about it, reports on the rising challenges faced by venture capitalists, with many struggling to raise new funds. This trend dubbed Some BVC highlights the increasing difficulty in securing capital in the current market, even for VCs. Finally, a major capital raise in the US, Koshla Ventures seeks $3.5 billion in fresh capital. It is seeking to raise $3.5 billion US dollars in fresh capital. This significant fundraise effort underscores the continued appetite for large-scale investments in innovative tech companies. This is here because you can basically not deploy the money without going a little bit to Europe and Germany. That concludes our roundup of the latest VC news and fund launches. Let's go a little bit into our biotech updates. Göttingen Startup Day highlights regional biotech boom. Chris is showing thumbs up because that's his area.
It's my home region. Yeah, it's a university city that is has always been strong in medicine and now is seems to be doing surprisingly well for modernizing itself.
Yes, they had a successful startup day in Göttingen that has spotlighted the region's burgeoning entrepreneurial activity in the biotech sector. This event underscores the growing importance of regional hub in driving innovation. Transcript provides coverage. Moving on to major patent dispute, Moderna wins patent battle against BioNTech and Pfizer. They have emerged victorious in a patent dispute against BioNTech and Pfizer, as reported by NTV. This ruling could have significant implications for the mRNA vaccine market and future collaborations. Shifting focus to BioNTech financial and development updates. BioNTech reports business figures, cancer drug progress. BioNTech has released its latest business figures and provided an update on its cancer drug development. According to SWR, it's a public broadcaster in Germany, the company is making strides in its oncology pipeline with significant milestones on the horizon. Chris, you want to say something?
No. I'm sorry.
BioNTech is also targeting key approval updates for cancer drug in 2026, as reported by focus.de. And finally, a major discovery in cancer diagnostics. Mainz Biomed announces breakthrough in pancreatic cancer detection. In collaboration with Liquid Bioscience, they have announced a groundbreaking discovery of mRNA biomarkers for blood-based detection of pancreatic cancer, very aggressive kind of cancer. This development could revolutionize early detection of this type of cancer. For more in-depth information, listen to our interview with Mainz Biomed or look at the news coverage. Going from biotech to fintech, as Chris already highlighted in the highlights, stablecoin market hits record 226 billion. The stablecoin market has reached a record high, signaling significant growth within the cryptocurrency sector. This surge underscores the increasing adoption of stablecoins as a reliable digital asset. BTC Echo provides the latest market analyzers. Moving on to a major initiative from the European Central Bank, they plan DLT, distributed ledger technology transaction settlement with central bank money, a new platform. They are planning a new platform utilizing central bank money. This initiative aims to streamline and secure digital asset transactions within the European financial system. FinTech Futures reports on this development. Shifting focus to potential IPO speculations, Raisin IPO buzz fueled by strong internal numbers. Internal numbers from Raisin are fueling speculation about a potential IPO. This development suggests the FinTech company is experiencing significant growth and may be preparing for public offering. Manager Magazine provides the inside scoop. Finally, a major shift in the neobank landscape. Vivid Money exits neobank race. Vivid Money has announced its exit from the competitive neobank race. The decision marks a significant shift in the European fintech landscape. Details available at Manager Magazine. So that means they're going out of the retail market into the business market. That concludes our fintech news, and I hand over again to Chris.
Yes, and while we're talking a bit general news, in this general news segment, we cover the latest developments across the tech and startup landscapes, also including some of the established companies where we think they are, when we think they are important. This time it is about legal battles, AI breakthroughs, regional startup spotlights, and even robotic innovations. Germany's most valuable startup has filed a lawsuit against the software giant SAP, as reported by NTV. This legal battle could have significant implications for the German tech sector. And it might be interesting to see how Celonis, that being that highest, most valuable startup, is actually fighting SAP. The lawsuit actually takes place in San Francisco, and it's about fees that SAP is asking for, and Celonis says this is actually hindering competition. Shifting to the forefront of innovation, from like the backroom fighting to the forefront of innovation, Business Insider has highlighted a list of German AI startups that are making waves in the industry, showing that there are companies pushing the boundaries of artificial intelligence also in Germany. And a look at startup communication challenges is provided by Deutsche Startups. The website reports that 73% of startup press releases are deemed overly promotional and lacking informative content. So yeah, we can also only advocate for this because it highlights the needs for more balanced communication strategies within the startup ecosystem. Highlighting new players in the startup scene, Deutsche Startup has showcased a lineup of new startups, including Admi, Navuk, Satellite, Mobility Dexter, and Mimicry AI. Just dropping some of the names here. If you want to know more, you can have a look at Deutsche Startups. And DeepSeek GDPR compliance is under scrutiny. We already talked about this in the highlight section or in the preview section. The state data protection authorities are reviewing DeepSeek for GDPR compliance in Germany, according to Security Insider. Overall, definitely an investigation that underscores the importance of data privacy in the AI sector, something I think we will talk a lot about in months and years to come. Shifting to regional startup spotlights, Deutsche Startups has highlighted seven exciting startups from Munich that are making a name for themselves. I won't rattle them here because I imagine they are lacking too many vowels anyway. Another regional startup scene is highlighted in Aachen. Also in Deutsche Startups, they have found 11 young companies to know in Aachen, a like mid-sized town in North Rhine-Westphalia in the west of Germany.
Also known for a very good technical university.
And for being in medieval times, the seat of the German, not king, even like the German Caesar.
Charlemagne.
There you go. Looking at startup hub growth, Silicon Canals reports on the significant growth of the Leipzig Spin Lab startup hub, underscoring the city's emerging status as a tech center. So also here we see that that's a city in Eastern Germany. We see that really innovation and innovation clusters are happening all over the country right now. Look into EdTech. Trending Topics reports that GoStudent has further reduced earnings for its tutors. So we will see whether they will actually be able to maintain their roster of tutors online. Moving from human help to robotic innovation, Maschinenmarkt reports that the circus robot is ready for series manufacturing. They hope it's going to be a significant milestone in robotics technology. You can read more about that in the show notes. And finally, a look into drone innovations. Wingcopter is expanding its capabilities from medical cargo deliveries to surveying missions, reports TechEU. An expansion widening the drone's application. And lastly, a robotics AI acquisition. Agile Robots has acquired Odeering, according to German business news paper Handelsblatt. This acquisition is a move to improve the AI of the robotics company. Back to you.
Yes, and back to creative destruction. We're covering layoffs, insolvencies, and the stark realities faced by some companies. McMakler announces yet another round of layoffs. They have announced another round of layoffs just 2 months after its previous workforce reduction, as reported by Business Insider, and we already talked about it as well. Moving to a struggle in biotech industry, Bluebird Bio seeks acquisition. Amidst gene therapy challenges, Bluebird Bio, facing significant challenges in the gene therapy sector, is seeking acquisition, according to Transcript. This development underscores the difficulties and high risks associated with innovative biotech ventures. Legal tech startups are also facing headwinds. Right now, legal tech startup files for insolvency. Right now, a legal tech startup has filed for insolvency, as reported by Handelsblatt. This news highlights the competitive nature of the legal tech market and challenges startup face in scaling. The insurance tech market isn't immune as well. Element Insurance declares insolvency. According to FAZ, this event marks a significant setback for the insurtech sector, highlighting the risk of this market. Moving from insurance to travel, Freeway Camper Rental files also for insolvency. The Lilium story continues with employee issues. Lilium faces employee issues with unpaid salaries and insolvency funds, according to Business Insider. This adds another layer of complexity to the company's existing challenges. A radio station is also facing insolvency. Ego FM seeks investors to survive this insolvency. A large company closes a recently acquired startup, Mars. Yes, the company with the chocolate bars, and Foodspring operations after 6 years. Mars had decided to end Foodspring operations 6 years after acquiring the Berlin-based fitness brand for 250 million euro. This decision underscores the volatile nature of brand acquisition and market strategies. After so much bad news, let's end on a high note with Chris.
I was so irritated. I was reading up about Foodspring just now. What a, like 250 million euros. It's a lot of money. Anyway, we're ending our broadcast with a burst of positive news, showcasing the resilience and dynamism of the startup scene. Because we can see that despite the challenges, we are talking about significant funding rounds and strategic acquisitions are demonstrating that investor confidence is still there. Market opportunities exist. So let's have a look at some of the highlights. Tactile has successfully raised 52 million euro from prominent investors, signaling confidence in the company's growth potential. And it's a company, it's a tech company. Moving to Switzerland, Sparta has secured $52 million in a Series B funding round. FinSMS has some details here. Sparta is a provider of real-time intelligence for commodity traders. A major Series A funding is the funding round of Unique, which has raised $30 million, demonstrating investor interest in their approach to agentic AI workforce technology. Vital has secured 14.2 million euros in investment. They have a company that works on digital reusable packaging solutions, and was also on Die Höhle der Löwen, Germany's version of Shark Tank. In the e-mobility market, we are also seeing funding successes. Dance, an e-mobility startup, has raised 12 million euros, highlighting the continued investment in sustainable transportation solution. Obviously, they have the best name of the whole month with Dance. It was actually also founded by the founders of SoundCloud, two of the founders. And it's a mobility subscription service. Seed funding is also prevalent. Alpine Eagle has secured 10.25 million euros in seed funding, signaling early stage investor confidence in their business.
And now let's talk a little bit M&A here. Now let's shift some key acquisition. Lohmann Rauscher acquires Teledermatology startup. Online doctor. Lohmann LNR has acquired the teledermatology startup, meaning online skin doctor, yes, marking a strategic expansion into the digital health sector. Moneycap reports on the acquisition. A Tesla subsidiary makes an acquisition. A Tesla subsidiary acquires parts of Manz Reutlingen, formerly an insolvent company, and that is an investment in advanced manufacturing technology, SW. R reports. And finally, an acquisition in EdTech space. Educated acquires EdTech pioneer Pierce Solution. Educated, one word, has acquired Pierce Solution, a pioneer in EdTech AI. This move is a strategic consolidation in the education technology sector, TechEU reports.
A lot. And I learned I should have taken an allergy pill.
Yeah. Me too. And we do have a lot of stuff that didn't make it into the news by stay ahead of the curve. For example, somebody tracked Jeff Bezos' investments 2025. Agile robots acquire Odorine. Kit and IBM cooperate on generative AI, and so on and so forth. So there is still a lot. We are always looking for ways to make our show better. Please leave us feedback in the feedback form here. And of course, you can always talk directly to us. There are links to our LinkedIn profile and Twitter X profile in the show notes. Chris, it was a pleasure working with you as always. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice spring, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.